Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Do you know what the most suitable broadband provider is for your home? Can you trust what the companies say about their own speeds? Well, the telecoms watchdog Comreg is launching its own objective broadband checker to help households decide what the best value and speeds are in your road. The site is comreg.ie/broadband checker. And Barbara Delaney is the Consumer Policy Manager with Comreg. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Barbara. I presume the first thing you did was check that website yourself to see what your own coverage was.
Absolutely. Obviously, to double check everything working fine.
So the idea is to give consumers options so they can find out what they're entitled to in their area when it comes to broadband, but also mobile phone coverage.
Yeah, we provide a suite of tools on comreg.ie. Firstly, to check your coverage, be it either fixed broadband or mobile service. And so there are two tools for that. And then you can compare your packages and plans among the all the providers to see what might be best for you.
All right. So, and that's it. And it's a lovely color coded. I tested myself. It's a lovely color coded device. So you can see kind of how strong the signal should be in your area for mobile. And then it also guides you on what sort of service providers are available when it comes to broadband and what sort of speeds you should be getting. Now, you guys have a new suite of powers since last year, brought to you courtesy of the European Union. Give us an idea of what those powers now entitle you to do.
Yeah, so I'll mention two key things. One is your contract summary. So when you are signing up to a new operator, and you might be a bit confused about all the terminology that's been used on the phone when it's been sold or when you're buying it, you're entitled to get a contract summary. It's a simple document going to maybe two pages that tells you the key aspects of your contract. And that allows you to go between two or more operators and look at your contract summary and to compare what the key terms are. Take it away yourself before you enter into the contract. And it gives you a bit of time to say, well, what is it that I'm actually really buying into? That's the first thing. The second thing that's really, really good for consumers is that they will be given before the end of their contract, what's called an end of contract notice. People often wonder, am I near the end of my contract? Am I still in my minimum term? Can I switch without a penalty? When you get this notice a month in advance, at least of you coming to the end, it tells you that, okay, your contract is coming to an end, but it also allows you to look at, from that operator, the best tariff advice, which they have to also give you. So you can either look at that and say, well, I'm with operator A, the best tariff with them for me is whatever it is, or else I can go to another operator and see what they have on offer and move around.
It helps with those people who sometimes get lumped into another year or two on these automatic rollovers as well, doesn't it?
Well, actually, just if you are in a contract, we'll say for 12 months and it comes to an end and you get your end of contract notice, your contract will continue until you say, I want to switch away to a new provider or something. But you can't enter a new 12-month contract without actually signing up to a new minimum term. So yes, your contract will continue. You are outside your minimum term, so you're free to switch. So that's good. That's in your benefit to do that. Mm. And then if you want to sign with another operator or with the same operator for a better deal, for a new contract, and that's when you might get, you might go on the phone or online or whatever, that at that moment you would be entering into new contract and you'll get your new contract in durable form.
Now, what about the palaver about quitting broadband? Everyone will tell you stories about the nightmare, the hoops they have to go through if they want to get out. That's now coming to an end.
Yeah, well, firstly, there are new switching rights, that's for sure. So it means that you can switch between providers without trying to coordinate, I'm leaving this provider on that date and I'm joining that provider on the other date, so I won't be have a loss of service. That's obviously crucial for consumers these days, given our reliance on broadband. So that's really, really important that you can switch without interruption. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that you can, when you get your end of contract notice that I spoke about, you can then look to see, do I want to stay with my current provider? If I want to switch, I go to my new provider and sign up to the contract that I want, if that's what I want. And they will deal with the switching from my old provider.
So don't have to call up the old one anymore. So you go to the new one and they then sort the new deal out.
Yeah, and that's the purpose of the end of contract notice. If you are in your contract, there may be different terms that because you're still in your contract term. Mm. So there may be other terms there. But I think the main flow now for consumers should be they sign into their contract. If they want to stay for the whole contract term, that's fine. When it comes to a contract an end, they go to the new provider or else stay with their own provider if they get a good tariff. Go to a new provider if they want and deal with that new provider for the switching process. So it makes it much more easy for the consumer. They don't have to coordinate between two providers or risk the loss of their service, which is key to them.
Now, what about sanctions? What can Comerec do if operators make it tough to switch or they don't provide the service that was advertised? Or if someone wants to complain, how easy is that with you guys and how long does that process take?
Okay, so we'll talk about complaints first, because that's the first thing that consumers can do if there is an issue. So if I can't switch, if I'm billed an incorrect value, there's a lot of people traveling abroad on holidays these days as well. So, you know, they're not sure about roaming rates and did I get charged the right thing and so on. So first of all, there's a lot of information and tools available on comerec.ie in the hope that things don't go wrong. If things happen that you're not happy with, an incorrect bill or a bill you're worried about, you contact your service provider first. But if you don't get a response or you don't get a satisfactory response, you can then come to Comerec. And we had, I suppose, just in the first quarter of this year, we had 3,600 contacts to us, people either asking us questions, what should I do, or 7% of those were complaints. And a complaint is something that we get involved in and we deal with the service provider and we say, look, this happened, that happened. What is the response to this? So that's the process that...
And how long does that take from start to finish?
So basically, we're aiming for complaints to be resolved within 10 days, and we publish that within 10 working days, and we publish that. But in the majority of cases, when you're dealing with the Comerec consumer care team, most of the issues that could be resolved on the first call if I'm just not sure of my rights or so on.
All right.
Then, you know, so I think it is a very effective and good process, and people can call us or email us at consumerline@comerec.ie.
Yes, that's the key way to, if you want to find out about your mobile phone strength as well and abroad, just remind people it's comerec.ie and there's coverage map is the other one, and then there's comerec.ie broadband checker as well. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us. That's Barbara Delaney, the Consumer Policy Manager with Comerec.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.